Sherry.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you for taking my call. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay, good. I want to just go through as quickly as I can because you've got the other calls. My husband has an enlarged prostate he lives with. His urine flows okay, but he wakes up at night to urinate frequently. He just had a lung biopsy procedure. Before the procedure, he had strong flows. Before the operation, when he left the hospital, he had a strong urge to urinate, but he only dribbled. 16 hours later, he urinated well and then back to dribbling. Then he felt incredible pain, took him to the ER, and they inserted a catheter bag, and he filled the bag completely up. I think it was like 2 liters.
Oy.
The nurses could not believe he waited so long and was in pain like he was.
Yeah.
So they said the catheter from the when they put it in him at the hospital probably bothered the prostate. And so anyway, he was sent home from the emergency, and he's got the catheter in the bag. He 3 weeks ago, he was using your prostate formula, but he had to go off of it because of the lung procedure. And we wondered if this, and he doesn't want to have surgery or anything. He lived just fine with what he was doing, and then he started your prostate formula. But he had to go off it, like I said. And so now we just kind of want to know, is this a temporary situation? And how
okay,
can
ma'am.
We shrink it, and what do you suggest?
Okay, well, I'm sorry I have to go rapidly, but if they think it was caused by the catheter damage or something, then there's inflammation down there. And the best way to quench inflammation is with fish oil, back to fish oil. And it does take a lot to quench an inflammation well. So I'd be back to those 2 tablespoons of fish oil a day, along with a capsule of vitamin E. That's not specific for the prostate. It's specific for inflammation anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's what that's doing. Second thing, I'd make sure to go get me some lycopene, L-Y-C-O-P-E-N-E.
How do you say it again?
L-Y-C-O-P-E-N-E. Comes in a 30 milligram. And that one, that some of that is in the prostate formula. But I'd use some extra because there's actually a study on that with ultrasound showing the prostate shrinkage by an average of 20% with the use of lycopene. It doesn't happen overnight, but that's what the study showed after several months of use. Now, those two things, quench inflammation, use the lycopene, and then I'd try to go back to the prostate formula because it contains everything else that a prostate needs to be healthy.
Okay, so do that for how long with the lycopene and the fish oil? How long do
you the fish oil needs to be... To really quench an inflammation needs to be at least a couple to 3 weeks, ma'am.
Okay, and is it the one that's at your Tahoma? There's one that has, the one woman said to me, because I bought it, she said, don't buy that one, that's for a man. So buy another one.
What they're looking at there is the differential amounts of EPA and DHA, and the one she said was for a man helps a man not have blood clots where it doesn't help a woman. And the one that she said for is a woman helps a woman not have blood clots, but it doesn't help men. That's why she made that distinction.
Okay, so we'll get the man one. Okay. So, and then the 2 to 3 weeks with the lycopene, right?
Yes, ma'am. And then I go back to prostate formula. Yes, ma'am.
And that's at your clinic, correct?
All those things are at our clinic, yes. They're found elsewhere, too, but they're at our clinic.
Thank you so much. And then the prostate formula, how long should he take that?
Well, look at, are any of us getting any younger? And the answer is, as long as we want to stay as healthy as we can, ma'am, if we've got a prostate problem.
Forever. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much.